Shackleton, Amundsen, Scott, names that will be forever linked to the Antarctic. These were the men who epitomised the great adventurers of the last century. Although they all wanted to be first to reach the South Pole, their aims for the journey itself were all quite different. Katie Murray is the staff historian aboard the One Ocean Expedition ship, the Academic Eoffe, in the Antarctic.
So the late 1890s and the first decade or two of the 1900s is dominated by this, what we refer to as the Heroic Age, where expeditions are coming down and they're led by a variety of people, scientists, naval men, explorers. And depending on the expedition, there's a variety of tasks. So some of them are coming down with pure scientific aims in mind. And they're carrying out a range of sciences like meteorology, glaciology, they're collecting biological specimens, etc. During this time, however, it's also a time when the publics at home are becoming intensely interested in this new continent, Antarctica. And they want adventure stories. So there's also this quest during this period, the very famous quest of reaching the South Pole, which is also a preoccupation of explorers during this time. So you have explorers from various countries, primarily Britain and Norway, also Germany, Japan, who come down here with the aim of reaching the South Pole. Shackleton comes here in 1908, and gets within 100 miles of it, kind of paving the route that the other British explorer, Robert Falcon Scott, later follows. Now, the first person to actually reach the pole was the Norwegian explorer, Roald Amundsen. He's down in Antarctica at the same time as Robert Falcon Scott, each with the aim of being first to the South Pole. And so this period of time has often been represented as a race between these two expeditions to reach the South Pole. Roald Amundsen, who was a real professional explorer, reaches it at the end of 1911, whereas Scott and his four companions reach there over a month later in January, beginning of 1912. Scott reached the South Pole, but on the way back, all five of those men lost their lives through the cumulative effects of all the hardships associated with Antarctic exploration, the beginnings of scurvy, frostbite, exposure. There's the famous story of Captain Oates, who reportedly, knowing that he was slowing the rest of the party down with his intensely frostbitten feet, walked out of his tent one night into the blizzard, uttering the famous last words, "I am just going outside and maybe some time." Scott and his remaining two companions are camped up in their final camp, not too far from their final depot, when they get trapped in their tent by a raging blizzard and unable to travel the last few miles to their final food cache, die within that tent and are found a year later by the remainder of the expedition. That's probably the most famous story of Antarctic mortality, I suppose.
That's Katie Murray, staff historian for One Ocean Expeditions in the Antarctic. For more information, see oneoceanexpeditions.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.